Pulley Middle School, WG3. Good morning to Pulley Middle School. Welcome to the NCAA Winter Championships here at Del Oro High School. My name is Chris Harper from Rockland, California. I'll be serving as your one of your GE judges. Best of luck. Good. Nice coming out. Take a look at the gestural efforts of all the members of the ensemble, making sure that we're all using the same technique to perform those gestural movements. Good. Bright colors right off the bat. With the yellow flags. Yeah, watch some of the timing, some of the curvature of the carving of the flag as it's going through space, making sure that we are all using the same carve pathway as we go through, which creates that effect. Yeah, lots of people on the floor. So far, no traffic issues. Yeah, introduction of the Saber line. Yeah, take a look at the flag members down on the floor. I appreciate the change in height and level. But you also want to take a look at the gestural effort with the hand, making sure that you're all doing that the same way with the flexation in the wrists as you go through there. Saber line, really nice job with the Saber solo. Yeah, nice as you break out here with the Saber line. Transitions are maybe a little slow as we go through. Might want to take a look at some of the dance technique, making sure that all the members of the ensemble are aware of the dance technique and use the same dance technique as you go through the routine, especially right here as you're going through this. We're having some of the gestural efforts of arms not matching throughout the ensemble, which is just letting us know that there is some training there that needs to go on so that everybody knows what that extension is, everybody knows what that musculature is and needs to be to create that. Good job by the rifle soloist. I appreciated the way you gestured back so that we knew that was going to happen. Thank you. Yeah, some training on this piece of equipment is evident. We do have some people who are looking a little timid on the rifle as you are spinning here. We'll take a look at the flat toss, making sure that you know what the technique is so that you can lift that up and make all those rifles go up at the same time. Yeah, as you're coming across the floor flags, take a look at the angle that you're trying to create with the flag. I believe it's supposed to be a flat to the floor angle. And we have a lot of differentiation as to what that angle is supposed to be, depending on the musculature and how you're extending your arm down. So that's something you would want to take a look at in your training program. It's just how do you hold that flag at a flat angle to give that effect of all those flags looking the same across the board. Costuming is nicely done. It's well thought out. Yeah, extend through. Yeah, watch the muscle control as you do the rollover. And the gestural efforts in the back are well thought out, well done. I would just like to see it a little larger, a little bigger, just so we can see all those gestural efforts and all the differentiation of what that is supposed to be in the back, so we definitely see some difference in what those poses are supposed to be. All right. Thank you for coming out. Best of luck.